Take a puff.
Hey, Dave. Hey, like you got shit to do tomorrow, you don't have to go to work. Well, take it.
Got a drink.
Craig. Let's stimulate your mind.
This is for my A&I-D-G-A. The ones that smoke cushion, get high all day. And motherfucking haters give a damn what they say. I just want a meal or blow a pound every day. I live life again. I stay high, I stay fly. I stay high, I stay fly. I live life again. I stay high, I stay fly. I stay high and stay fly. This is for my niggas who be smoking Kush gang. Some call it Keisha, some call it Mary Jane. And long as you smoke, homie, you can board this plane. Cause when you blaze it up, nigga, it's the same thing. And when I'm sober too long, it don't feel right. It's like having blunts rolling, you can't find your light. Message for my people who think it ain't right. I ain't never seen no weed kill nobody in my life. Don't switch your lanes like money ain't a thing. Run through a 3-5 seat, keepin' ain't a thing. I'm just tryna maintain. Blowin' smoke to the sky, blow a kiss to the haters, nah, you can't blow my hat. Right hand to the sky, nigga, I ain't got a lot. Not a day go by that I don't get fly. Not a day go by that I don't get high. Now, all my real stoners, put your lighters in the sky. Raise them high. For my A&I-D-G-A. The ones that smoke cushion, get high all day. And motherfucking haters, give a damn what they say. I just want a meal or blow a pound every day. I live life again. I stay high, I stay fly. I stay high, I stay fly. I live life again. I stay high, I stay fly. I stay high, I stay fly. This is for the gang, the gang gang. And all my niggas smoking what? The same thing. Yeah, this is for my gang, the gang gang. And all my bitches smoking what? The same thing. First, let me break it down. I break it down. Show you how to make a cloud, to make a cloud. First, let me break it down. I break it down. Show you how to make a cloud, make a cloud. Yeah, I smoke plenty weed, nigga. I can smoke more. My dog died from cancer, wish they legalized the cure. I gotta get high just to balance out the load. Just like you need a pimp just to balance out the hoes. Bought another box just to even out the O's. Then I bought another bong just to even out the bowls. Cause I smoke cookies, no rookies. I'm a pro. Inhale, exhale. That's good smoke. This is for my A&I-D-G-A. The ones that smoke cushion, get high all day. And motherfucking haters, give a damn what they say. I just want a meal or blow a pound every day. I live life again. I stay high, I stay fly. I stay high, I stay fly. I live life again. I stay high, I stay fly. I stay high, I stay fly.
Black, infrared, make it perfect for the air. Got the
hustle, the muscle gets a green. Tighten up the muscle, you never hear the scream. Niggas talking dirty, riding niggas clean. Never had a dream, just a dollar and a scream.
Move on the beat, to be cooking up.
No lie. I normally don't talk shit on tracks, but fuck it, I'ma do it today.
Smooth, we got one.
You can tell I'm feeling myself on this one.
You stupid.
Let's go.
Love, what they call you, nigga? They call me the box. How'd you get it, nigga? Fresh up off the block. How you sitting, nigga? At the tippy top. I see you living, stacking money, getting guacas. Building. Yeah, they know my name. Yeah, they know my crew. Looking just like a winner, cause that's what winners do. Got a little bad bitch here, got a little bad bitch there. Hold on, let me work. Hustle around the clock. 25-8, this grinding never stop. This one for the streets, I'm bringing the trap back. Hold up, I've been getting money, no faking, pretending. Counting hella G's, got the 7 lanes switching. Snap 2 times, look back, then realize that your bang was missing. I can't deal with haters in my lane, my game. Hold up, I can't see nobody, I got Stevie Wonder vision. I go Sonic to the money, that's the lesson I was given. If it ain't about the money, why you in my business? I'm a piece up in the kitchen with the bread and chicken. Hold up, hold up, hold up, I came with the business. When I roll up, they know that I'm with it. I'm about to blow up, swagger on a million. I go hard, don't you forget it. Ain't no stopping, ain't no quitting. Hold up. What they call you, nigga? They call me the box. How'd you get it, nigga? Fresh up off the block. How you sitting, nigga? At the tippy top. I see you living, stacking money, getting watches. Up. They say I stunt too hard, they gotta get with them. I don't wanna hurt nobody, I just wanna stack it up. Money, 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 that's what make the world go round. I throw it, throw it, throw it, that'll make your girl come down. Ballin' is a habit, play it just like it's a sport. Throw that thing in sport, got the haters real annoyed. Cody bezeled up, this right here is not a toy. Something you can't afford, put that on my vocal cords. Intersection, get into that dope. When you drop a speaker, I know they want that raw. Whip it like it's on the stove, come get it out the store. I've been getting money since before it had a blue strip. Car color translucent, look at how I do it. I know I'm a nuisance, you see the brand new coupe shit. Pull up, watch them lose it, you say you got it, prove it. What they call you, nigga? They call me the box. How'd you get it, nigga? Fresh up off the block. How you sitting, nigga? At the tippy top. I see you living, stacking Whoa. Money, getting guap, cause I'm on. I'm on. Yeah, cause I'm on. I'm the only nigga winning in my city right now, cause I'm on.
I'm on. Yeah, cause I'm on.
Hey, you know, I'm on MacArthur Boulevard. You know I'm about to push it hard. You know I'm always on my job. That's why they always on my job. Pull up to the spot with my nigga D.O. A bunch of bras, bustin' guards, homie sippin' Pino. You know the God, P the boss, always gettin' Zeno. It's young Jafar, I'm the Allah, you play the hero. Ain't no way I'm about to let you pressure me, man. Ain't no half-steppin' investor, we stretchin' it, man. Any terrain, I'm a predator, memorize every letter. Return the smoke in the edibles, yeah, you know that I leveled up. Go, demandable, fuckin' right, I'm an animal. From gorilla to antelope, everything but the saddles off. Free my nigga Bad, R.I.P.G. Black. Keep respect up on my name, cause
I straight need that.
Give me that pressure.
You can't bring anybody with you, right?
You can't win them all.
Nah, you definitely can't win them all.
Cause some things take time.
Yeah.
Even the best of us fall.
I have one nigga mad at me for how his life turned out. Another one front like he can't get his life turned out. Another pop in the high school but now a burnout. Flipped on everybody who love him, guess it's my turn now. Had a nigga miss my wedding when I invited him. Ever since, not a call, a text or a Skype from him. One brother I respect but depressed, his friends dying. It's sad, but it's like life taking his life from him. Never met someone so conflicted but so loyal. If you hear this, you forever my nigga, got love for you. Speaking of conflicted, got two homies need to fix shit. My brothers, I pray you see through your difference. The devil wins when unity lost, he brings division. Blinded by ambition, keep your eyes on your mission. My OG think I'm neglecting them. My heart's with Zion, so in my will I divided what's ever left
even
for them.
The best of us
what?
I got my guys on the right. Don't you ever think I'm neglecting them, boy. I tried, I swear I tried to bring these niggas along with me.
Not like
everybody supposed to come.
Yeah. I wanted to build a legacy, something for family so they remember me. All of my people could live heavenly. Hurt my heart when I found out niggas just wasn't feeling me. So I guess I do it for self, moving selfishly. Use my pain and my tragedy and my strategy casually. Take the weapons away from these devils after me. God, when I look in the mirror, you say blasphemy. It's not my fault, your self-esteem lacking drastically. Cleaning my head for wearing red on the wrong block. Trying to be fly, got me Glock 50 in the start. Out the hospital, chip on my shoulder from seeing mama cry. He's just like it's too late for him to win, I just wish they die. Now that I'm older, I know God was preparing me. The same devils made a U-turn, he should be scared of me. I know I do win, always had a flair to me. Lay the track, light. These problems are temporary, baby. Everything's a season.
That's just life. That's just life.
Eventually we get over it, right?
That's just life.
Nothing lasts forever.
Ooh.
Everything's a season, right?
You
gotta
cut some niggas, motherfuckers, out of your head. You gotta cut the niggas, people, out of your head, bro.
That's a no throw. Her low shorty came and chose wrong. Stacking up my money till my ends is bad long. I do my thing and your hating make no difference. Nah, I got some lemonade juice, what I'm sipping. My bad, I mean water's what I'm dripping. Two dirty south point foes is still tipping. Cup muddy and my pond is flag bloody. Young homie, pockets full of blue money. My big homie, don't approach me like you know me. At the top, chillin', smoking on strong weed. Growing every day, ain't worried about the old me. Cause when I'm up, swear can't a soul hold me. But when I'm down, fake friends get cold feet. So when I rock, I do it all by my lonely.
Thuggin' every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stacking up my money, rollie, tell me what the time is. I want your pace. All black coupe, changing lanes, swerving, sliding. Thugging every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stack my money, Rollie, tell me what the time is. I want your face, baby, come and give me noggin. All black coupe, changing lanes, swerving, sliding.
Money hunting every week, a new hustle. Off the muscle, got the bag, impossible to fumble. I'ma talk my shit, give a fuck about being humble. I'm at the 20 rumble, young man rumble.
Yes, sir.
Get it and go.
What?
Give me a second and watch me explode.
Boom.
I'm really a goat.
Yeah.
0103 is the date I was born.
Okay.
Took me a minute.
What?
Now I'm up sitting right here on the throne.
I am.
Dub Dorino. It's probably a name you should already know.
Yeah.
Changing whips, changing lanes with the homies. I'm balling hard, but I keep the hustle low key.
Switch.
I'm rocking water, mouth froze like a cold creek.
Please.
Grew out the struggle and it still fucked the police.
Fuck.
Stand tall, keep your mind on your green thing.
Okay.
Motor lawn, snakes lurking, looking deadly. Right hand up, God as my witness. A different kind of monster, swear I'm built different.
Tugging every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stacking up my money, rolling, tell me what the time is. I want your pace, baby, come and give me noggin. All black coupe, changing lanes, swerving, sliding. Tugging every day, pressure gonna make a diamond. Stack my money, rolling, tell me what the time is. I want your face. Baby, come and give me noggin of that coupe. Changing lanes, swerving, sliding.
Like I'm new to this. Castle breeds kings. Soldier Grand, hold it down. Rook and nine all the time. See, quite frankly, y'all niggas is just coming off the porch. See, me and my niggas, we been outside.
I've been outside since 95, little nigga from Ruga 9, SC, that's where I stay, castle in my DNA, big bro, had me by his side when the streets got dark, issues got dealt with, throwing hands in a little bark, cause you couldn't be round, certain niggas today saw what you bout, back before, niggas screaming gang, just for clout, that's the easy way to get your head cracked. Cause a nigga run up on you, like say what you said, scrap. I was trying to go, always with a smoke boy, old enough to see crack babies turn to dope boys. If my homie get jumped, we don't hold a camera, I hold him down. We the niggas, your mama told you don't be around. I'm a prince and a soldier, bar set, stay on a mission. And nigga talking crazy, with his mind up, premonition. Mine was a sniper, I'm a son of gun that happened to rap. Of course I was outside, even grandma had the strap. Been bouted since the youngster, being real is all I know.
All I know,
the real niggas pour it out for the bros,
for the blood
by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know.
All I know,
the real niggas pour it out for the bros,
for the blood
by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside. I've been outside since 95, y'all niggas still on the couch, in the streets cause mama said don't run in and out of house, so we out here, you can't find me with the young vet, they taught me young, even in the summer, don't let them see you sweat, shit real, fuck around, and get your shit peeled, but when six around, everybody should they lick, my block was a family, the village raised me, product of my environment, my block made me, wild and crazy, thorough since fly, dude. All my niggas with this shit, disrespecting or fly you. Nice with the 1-2s and 40 at my back. Like, if you swing, I'ma follow up and that's on the pack. That is facts, so jump nigga, what? We'll do a nigga dirty cause we came up in the mud. Born in GP, raised in SG, so no matter where I step, I'll always be ABE.
Been bouted since the youngster, being real is all I know.
All I know,
the real niggas pour it out for the bros,
for the blood
by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know.
All I know,
the real niggas pour it out for the bros,
for the blood
by code. We don't hide, we get live, nigga, we been outside.
Hey y'all, what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable Team, no filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. You already know what it is. We're back, no filter radio. So you know, if you gotta pour it up, roll it up, do whatever you gotta do. But we're gonna be back after this small little message. Shout out to everybody tuning online. Shout out to everybody tuning on the switchboard. We love y'all.
Let me call him and see if he's home.
Hello?
You home? I'm on my way.
You on your way?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you and your boyfriend beefing?
You need to stop worrying about business that's not yours.
Look, man, I ain't your side piece, man. Don't come over here with that.
Listen, I'll see you in a few.
You see me in a few? Where you at?
I'm on my way.
Oh, yeah, you pulling up?
I'm in traffic.
Nah, man, I'm gonna have to leave you outside. You be tripping.
Yeah, okay. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Be ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Lingerie, boy shorts, sticky secrets, you know. Just make sure the bra match the panties and there you go. Ass fat, flashback, that ass need hazmat. See, I'ma pull up in the coupe so you could jump off in this too, though.
You got a man at home, but for tonight, tell him to fall back.
All-nighter,
Jamaican rum and fruit juice, cause for me, hookah for you.
All-nighter,
your man blowing up, your phone silent, the ringer, don't you call back.
Cause I ain't concerned with what he got going. It's the boss, why you acting like you not knowing? By the love of Deuce, you know I'm about to roll one. Take it from your smooth leg like it got stolen. Ha, we bout to go the distance. I'm only teaching one time, so you got to listen. Infatuated with your titties and your nice hips, and my eyes open every minute, I ain't tryna miss this. Now this that fairy tale magic. Peter's so professional, I'm very well at this. Attracted to your attitude, addicted to your nasty. Do anything you think you wanna do, just ask me. Oh yeah, nah, it ain't never dry. Hey, damn, you hella fine, I'm hoping you ain't camera shy. I got some things I wanna see, and so that means for you tonight there ain't gonna be no sleep. And you know,
lingerie, candlelight, potpourri, all that.
All nighter.
I know you got a man at home, but for tonight, tell him to fall back.
All nighter.
Jamaican rum and fruit juice, cause for me, hookah for you.
All nighter.
Your man blowing up, your phone silence the ringer, don't you call back.
Tell Vicky, ain't no secrets from me, nah. Ain't no running from the D or the D.
Nope.
You want some FaceTime, got your deep throat in the D. You want more time, you gotta pay your niggas fee. No cuddling, it's straight shots, dog, no interruptions. Not at all, you're bitching ass, I'ma catch it all. One leg up, yeah, your frontal off. You're dripping wet, I'ma wipe it off. Going deep, I'm swimming, y'all. Rock the boat, I'm no captain, though. Hella deep, I'm in her soul. Soul ties, ain't no letting go. Snatch my soul, it's no gagging, though. Smack that ass, it's a rodeo. Smash it raw, she takes it off. Blasting off, she sees the Lord. Second coming, she wants some more. Call the nigga, you ain't going home. Tell that nigga, don't call no more. He's little bro, and I'm daddy though. Basically, fuck your nigga though.
Yeah.
He got a problem, fuck both of y'all.
Yeah.
You're catching feelings, catch this Uber, bruh.
All nighter.
Lingerie, candlelight, potpourri, all that. I know you got a man at home, but for tonight, tell him to fall back.
All nighter.
Jamaican rum and fruit juice, cause for me, hookah for you.
All nighter.
Your man blowing up, your phone silence the ringer, don't you call back.
Hey, y'all, what is do. It's your boy Dope Ass Music, No Filter Radio. We in the building. Once again, I want to give a big shout out to everybody that is tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to all y'all online. Hey, if you want to get your music played right here on Grind Hard Radio on the No Filter Show, you got to do one of two things. Either A, you got to follow me on some type of social media platform. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. Make hot music. I discover it. Play it on the show. Show you love. The other way, the only other way is to send an MP3 only to teamnofilter@gmail.com. I'm going to go ahead and bring on everybody's favorite co-host, the nigga with the most, traveling from coast to coast, well, except for California and Nevada and Arizona because gas is too high. But everywhere else he's traveling, ladies and gentlemen, Smooth Dude.
Fucking right. I ain't coming to fucking California. The gas too fucking hot. Y'all know what time it is, man. Co-host with the most. We get it in. Each wave it up. Your boy Smooth Dude, man. Dope. What it do, man? I'm finna sip, man. Maybe get inebriated on this thing, bro, because you never know when the next time you're going to have inebriated Smooth, because I be on the road. I'm at the house right now.
Hey.
And I got the Jamie. I got that jam.
Hey.
Gonna take a shot. So, hey, what I need everybody to do listening in, man, go get that bottle. Go get that lighter, fire up. Pull you up a shot. Take a shot with me. Take a puff with me. If you smoke crack, hey, fuck it. Hit that shit too, my nigga. Mm-hmm. No filth in this bitch. We about to get real. Let's get it. Crush, what you have, my boy?
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody's favorite short Hispanic nigga. Hailing out of Delaware. There's only about six of them, but he's one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, Crush the Catalyst.
Y'all know what it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cobra Chiller, Shadow Weed Gorilla. Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest shit. I'm going to get shot with this shit. I say, I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Beer where I'm most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with No Filter. Shit about to get real. I had a great fucking day today. So I'm with all the shit. What up, my niggas?
Let's go. Yeah. My nigga happy. Let's go. Yeah. I'm with it. Let's do it.
This nigga's happy.
First of all, that speakers box shit is fa-fa. That shit is fa-fa. Yo, speaker, if you're listening, that shit is fa-fa.
Man, look, when I heard it, I said, okay.
That shit is different.
Okay.
And
said,
okay. That shit with you and Peter Lay? Nigga.
Hey.
I miss them fucking conversations. You must be mad at your boyfriend.
I miss that shit.
Nigga, do you know, in my professional side nigga days, oh my God.
Really? Yeah, boy.
I'm going to leave you outside. You tripping. I was like, is that me?
Man. Hey, man. Shout out to that. Hey, man. Loud Music, man. Loud Music, the album, dropping sometime in June. I don't know exactly when just yet. I'm waiting for everything else to get mixed. But
You keep playing on the show, I'm going to pirate that motherfucker and sell it for $3.
Yeah,
that's three songs I already got down.
Shout out to my man Peter Lane, man. So there's three things I wanted to actually get off my chest before we actually start off with the show, right? All right, so the first thing I want to get off my chest is these niggas is this nigga Freddie Gibbs. Nigga, Freddie Gibbs is taking some L's right now, bro. This is about the fourth L I didn't see this nigga take.
What happened? I haven't been paying attention.
Okay, so this nigga go to Buffalo.
He got locked up for some crazy shit again?
No. So, if you don't know, apparently he said some rah-rah shit about Benny the Butcher.
Okay, that was wrong.
And he also said some shit about Jim Jones. So, my nigga, why are you even anywhere near New York? Why are you even in New York? I wouldn't even go. But, okay,
look,
cause
the niggas was cool, though, I thought, wasn't it?
So, apparently, so when he said something about Jim, I don't know why people don't understand. Look, I seen Jim Jones was crazy from the very first season of Love and Hip Hop. But before that, I knew that this nigga was crazy. So these niggas, mollywop this nigga, boom, 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 pink. All right, cool. Nigga go to Buffalo after saying something to this nigga, Benny the Butcher. I don't understand, like, nigga, if you have a problem with a grown man, pick up the phone and call him, especially if he's a real nigga. If he one of these industry niggas, cool. Say whatever you want to say on fucking social media. But if he's a real nigga and you say some weird shit on social media, like you bout it, this nigga's going to come see you. This nigga didn't even have to come see him because the nigga went to Buffalo like everything was all sweet. This nigga was at the soul food spot. This nigga got dragged from one end of the soul food restaurant to another end of the soul food restaurant, my guy. Shit. I'm like, this nigga here, bro. And I'm like, I don't know if they beat this nigga eyes straight, but I don't, this nigga,
don't do that.
I'm just saying, he looked like his eye was aligned after they whooped his ass. But I still rock with that song, Black Illuminati. He's not really my cup of tea, but that song, Black Illuminati, fire. Fire. All right, that's the first thing I wanted to address. Second thing I wanted to address is if I get one more chick in my fucking inbox talking about where the good niggas at. Look. All day now. See, here's my problem. All day long, I be putting stuff on there for you, ladies, on my page, all day long, about what you need to be a good woman, catch you a good man. You don't like my shit. You watch the shit. You don't like it. But I put it on my page for you. I've been putting them positive black shit on my page for, I think, the past year and a half. You ignore it. So me and Smooth and Crush is going to give you some real, real game, real, real quick. I'm going to start off. Number one, shut the fuck up. If you want a good man, no good man is going to listen to you fuss, complain all day. Not going to happen. Number two, have no drama. Be drama free. If there's any drama in your life, you need to put that shit on a one or two. If the volume is 10, it better be on a one or two before you get with this nigga. Otherwise, you're going to be left on the side of the road. And number three, be able to take care of your own damn self. You do those three things, I promise you, you're going to find you a good nigga. You got anything to add, Lou?
You kind of said what I was going to say the last one. I mean, if you want a good nigga, you got to be a good chick. I mean, it's just as simple as that. Like, you can't ask that nigga for $1,000 if you don't have $1,000. Let me borrow your car, but if you don't have a car, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it got to be reciprocated. I mean, that may sound cliche, but, like, you know, I don't know. If you want, I mean, it just depends on, you know, what type of female or male you messing with. But it's like when you come to a top-tier nigga like myself, you definitely can't come to me working and being a chick that works at McDonald's and thinking that's going to, you know, get you by with me. Not saying there's nothing wrong with it, but the type of women or caliber women that I'm looking for definitely don't work at McDonald's. Manager, I don't know. Like, now, if you own a couple, hey, maybe we can talk. That's just me. I don't want to sound like I'm speaking for the whole male race, but I am speaking for Smoothie Dude.
All right, what you got to add, Chris?
Nah, just what Smooth said at the end of that, just he's not speaking for the whole male race. Knowing who you're dealing with. Know who you're dealing with. Because if you don't communicate and know who you're dealing with, shit can go awry real fucking fast. So actually learn about a nigga. How about that? Learn about a nigga.
Yeah. I promise you, none of these niggas, no good nigga's going to cuff you if I done seen your ass or your titties on social media. I promise you, you're not going to get cuffed. You'll get fucked, but you're not going to get a ring on your finger. I promise you. So stay your ass off social media.
You can't do that. You can't do that. A lot of chicks have been cuffed that we all seen they pussy. They getting cuffed.
They getting cuffed by good niggas?
Some of them treating them very nice. You have a couple niggas that like that. You have some. That's what I'm saying. Knowing who you dealing with. Because some niggas like that shit.
Damn,
pussy on the internet, but I love this girl. Niggas.
All the niggas, man.
Listen, the pandemic showed you can wipe a hoe. The pandemic showed you can wipe a hoe because a lot of these niggas wiped hoes during the pandemic.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna ask you a question, Crush. I'm gonna ask Smooth a question. Three. I know Flame. I know Tizzer. Maybe one more of your niggas that are married, and they was on the gram or the book. Shaking titties and ass.
But I'm not talking about my niggas. I'm not talking about my niggas.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about other niggas.
Smooth. From the niggas that you know that are married and are good niggas, how many of them had their wife on the gram or the book?
I am trying to help.
None of my niggas that are married.
Listen, I am trying to help the girls that already did the shit. you making it so they lose all hope for themselves. See, that's what's wrong with you. You make it so they don't care no more. Like, damn, I done throw my pussy out there now I never gonna get a man. No, you can. You still can. Have faith, baby girl. Have faith.
This nigga Crush over here giving out hope.
Listen. Sometimes all you need is hope.
Listen.
I was hanging on to a hope and a prayer myself a little while ago.
Man,
sometimes all you need is hope.
Here's the last thing I want to bring up, right? There is a difference between disciplining your kid, spanking your kid,
beating the fuck out of them,
and beating your kid. There's a difference. The craziest thing I seen was the woman. She didn't. I mean, I've seen all four. So the first thing is discipline, where you take your kid and you sit them down, you have a conversation, you put them on punishment, you take their shit away, you know, no laptop, no phone, no nothing. To me, that's discipline, right? That's discipline.
Cool.
All right. Spanking. Like, you know, when my kids were like one or two, I would spank their hand, spank their leg, spank their butt, you know. That's a, you know. Like one or two, maybe like one pop. That one or two pops. That's a spanking, like pop, pop. Yeah, that's a spanking, right? Whooping your kid, you know, it consistently consists up between 5 to 10, you know, paps. Most likely on the buttocks, right? To me, that's whooping. You're gonna whoop them on the buttocks area, right? And the last one is beating your kid. Like, when you hitting them everywhere except for the buttocks area. I do not condone beating. I used to whoop you know, I used to whip my sons, but once they got to a certain age, it just, it didn't feel right. You know what I mean? People say, you know, spare the child, spare the rod, spoil the child. But a lot of parents don't look at themselves, because you're actually the number one. Your children's behavior come from the actual parent, because we're always do as I say, not as I do, which, you know, I've started very early with, I'm going to lead by example. So what do you think, Smooth?
Honestly, bro, I think that's what's wrong with society, man. Motherfuckers, kids ain't getting beat. We got beaten. We all right, man.
You don't think there's no type of trauma or anything?
That's motherfuckers using that shit as an excuse, man. I hate how the world is. Motherfuckers use shit as an excuse. Like, to me, shit you go through should be motivation for you to do better. Like, stop using this shit as an excuse. Like, to be fucked up, continuously fucked up on yourself, the next generation, the generation after that. Man, we got our ass beat with pans, extension cords, switches, whatever our folks had, and we all turned out okay. I think society making that shit cool to be like, I got fucked up as a kid, so now my life fucked up. Like, so now I got to take it out on my kid. Or, no, I'm not going to beat on my kid or beat, whatever you want to call it. Because I'm saying, we turned out all right. So if I ever have kids, yeah, I'm going to beat their ass, man, if they do some fucked up shit. Yeah, I'm just not going to go out here beating my kid for everything they did, because I didn't get beat like that. But when I did something wrong, I got my ass beat, determined on what it was, determined on whether it was with a hand, a switch, a belt, or a cast iron skillet. That's Smooth's interpretation. That's Smooth's interpretation.
Smooth's getting fucked up. Smooth's getting fucked up.
Yeah, and I'm all right, I'm a mogul. I'm all right, I'm a mogul. I'm a mogul, so I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm all right. All right, what you got for me, Chris?
Again, I'm not a parent, but I'm gonna do what warrants. Like it comes to severity of shit. Like, I'm not gonna whoop my kid's ass because they got probably a bad grade in school. No. Now, if they stole some shit or hold somebody hostage in class, yeah, I'm gonna fuck your ass up. Like, if you do something drastic, I'm gonna fuck your ass up. But if you just, like, it all comes down to the severity. Like, the way my mom did me was, if I can't go to jail for it, like, it was punishment. I'll take your games, this, that, and the third, da-da-da-da. But if it's something that I could possibly go to jail for, she whooped my ass. And rightfully so. Like, yeah, I was tripping. Yeah. Once you think about it, yeah, I was tripping. I deserve this pain. Is that trauma? Maybe so. I don't know. But I know kids that didn't get beat, and they're locked up forever because they did some crazy shit. Like, I know this little nigga named I forgot what the fuck his name was, but he burnt down a house. So yeah, he ain't never coming home, and his parents were these super Christian motherfuckers, and yeah. So who's still free?
Dope, you don't think these parents not parenting is the reason why all this young niggas is out here doing
that
dumb
too.
Shit?
Motherfuckers don't know how to parent.
Well, so right. I do believe that not – so there's two things that I'm seeing, right, that I'm seeing when it comes to younger parents. Number one, there is the age difference or the age gap. Basically, the kids were raised with their parents. Like, they grew up along with their parents. So, and there's no divide. There's no divide between I'm the parent and you're the – so, like – all the young parents I see, and then also everybody's so sensitive. There's a lot of coddling, right? There's a lot of coddling and not being held accountable. The parents don't want to be held accountable, and the children don't want to be held accountable, right? So it's sort of like everybody's just passing the buck and like, okay, well, that's just what it is, or that's how I am. The thing
well,
I hate
right,
the worst
I ain't trying to cut you off. I ain't trying. Just hear me yeah. real quick. That you saying the children don't want to be held accountable, but that's because the parents are letting this shit. Like, okay, you see a child in public doing something wrong back in our day. Of course, you old enough too. Shit, random people can check us and get us right, and we gonna get right
now
because we know. You know what I'm saying?
Raised
but
by the
now.
Meeting.
You try to check a kid in public doing something wrong, they're going to look at you crazy, cuss you out, all that shit. But that goes all the way back to the parents, though. I don't think the kids ain't doing nothing wrong. They doing what us as parents is allowing them to. So
and another thing, the saying, I ain't one of your little friends, don't exist no more.
No, that don't work. You're right,
that shit ain't a thing no more.
That ain't working. It ain't.
I'm it's the accountability on both ends, right? So as a kid, when I was a kid, and if I was gonna do something stupid, my dad always taught me, you know. If I'm man enough to do the crime, I'm man enough to do the time, right? That was so. I had to take accountability. Okay, if I did something, that was on me, right? As my dad would be like, hey, you say my responsibility is to make sure that you make it to adulthood, and that once you make it to adulthood, you don't die from some dumb shit, right? But a lot of times, the reason why my dad would whip me was because he didn't know any other response. It's sort of like always having the police come to the house for every single issue versus, like, if we had, you know, a different type of response. It can't be a five-alarm fire every time kids fuck up.
Facts.
That I think that's my biggest thing when it comes, some parents don't know how to respond to just their kids doing dumb kid shit. Like, my ex-wife would get really upset and want to beat my son over, you know, oh, you didn't take out the trash. I'm about to beat your ass. 8 years old. I can't remember to take out the trash half the time. You think I'm going to go to school, come home, cartoons is on, and I'm being distracted and I'm going to remember to take out the fucking trash? No, it's not a sign of disrespect. It's not that I didn't want to do it. I forgot. Okay, cool. Right. Now, if I tell the nigga to take out the trash and they say I'm not going to take out the trash, then I can kill him. But if they say, you know, Dad, I forgot to take out the trash. Okay, we'll take out the trash.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that.
Hey, yeah, because that's you gonna kill me with me? Not gonna take out the trash? Oh yeah, I'm killing you.
Yo. Yeah. Because
I know your mom didn't beat you for everything. She, you know what I'm saying? If you can finesse your mom a few times. I'm like, hey, Mom, I forgot. I'm going to go take out the trash now. She'll yell and fuss and cuss, but at the end of the day, as long as you did what she told you to do, there was no beef.
See, it was also, these kids are not scared of their parents. My mom put the fear of God in me, and she didn't even have to put a finger on me. Like, my mom used to hum, and it chilled me to the fucking bone.
Yeah,
like, she would just start humming. Mm-hmm. We knew our parents would kill us. We knew that our parents would put the fear in God. Like, me and Juana could hear that no matter where the fuck we were in the house. We were like, wait, wait, wait. All right, chill. Mom about to kill us all.
Yeah.
That hum, oh, my God, that shit was the scariest shit. Like, oh, my. Like, I'm getting chills just thinking about that shit now.
Yeah, I mean, like, even when it came to, like, when
but who, when, like, whose fault is that? Like, I don't know why, I can't say that you ain't seeing it, and I'm not trying to persuade you to see it my way, because we all opinionated, but you being the oldest out of the group, me, Crush, and you, I don't see how you don't see it as, well, okay, here I go trying to persuade you. But it's the parents' fault. Like, if you was there for your kid and not trying to party, fuck. Like, and it is an age barrier, what you saying, but it seemed like to me, no matter what age you are, once you have a kid, like, that bullshit should go away. And you should grow up. But I guess that's fairy tale, in my eyes.
May I want to probably try to speak for Dope, but it's different for us to have this opinion because neither of us got kids. Now, he did.
Yeah.
He's seen both sides of it because he got three of them things, so he's seen all sides of it.
And my people with kids always tell me, man, when you have your own, it's going to be different. Like,
yeah, that's all my people say, man. Shit's different when you have them.
I've also seen parents, like, shitty parents with good kids, right? I've seen good parents with shitty kids.
That's horrible.
I've seen good-hearted parents. You know, they're actually really good parents, but they don't. I would say it's the lack of discipline, like it's the lack of reverence that they get from their kids. Right, and I'm thinking, even with me, like Dub would do whatever the fuck I tell him to do. He might huff, he might whatever, but he would still do what I. The only time that I actually almost had to kill him was when the nigga slammed his phone on my counter. But he was having an emotional outburst, which, you know. But I was heading up to the stairs to go get the gun because I'm not about to fight this nigga. But it actually didn't get to that point, but. Up until that point, me and Dub has never had a physical altercation, and he's always did what I tell him to do. He's going to do some dumb kid stuff. As a kid, if I can sneak and get away with some shit, I'm going to sneak and get away with some shit. Okay, cool. That's just dumb kid stuff. But it didn't mean that he wasn't technically a good kid, right? We talk about the bad kids that are over there with a strap at 12, 13 years old. Like, I wasn't that kind of kid. I didn't get my gun until I was fucking 18, 19, right? But I'm talking about the kids that, you know, smoking weed, drinking alcohol, riding around with the pistol at 12, 13.
Me.
I mean, and Crush had good parents, right? Well, we're going to say Crush had good parents.
I have a good parent.
You had a good parent, right? So we can't blame that on his good parents. He's got to take some accountability because he just wanted to be a dumbass. So some of the accountability has to be on him. Some of it has to be on the parent.
Fact. I take accountability for my stupid decisions. Because
yeah.
I made a lot of them.
Yeah, because my dad wasn't a bad parent, but I think a lot of the stuff that we missed as a kid, our parents didn't know how to communicate with us, right? They didn't know how to articulate what they were feeling, how they were feeling, what they needed us to do. They just said, "Do the shit I tell you to do." We didn't know why we're doing the shit that they're telling us to do.
That's the thing that got me in trouble a lot because you can't, like, I expressed this to my mom, like, lately. I forgot how we got on the subject, but I was like, the reason why I got in trouble so much is because y'all couldn't just tell me do this without telling me why. Like, if y'all would have told me why, I probably would have not did a lot of shit. Just do what I say. Why? I was
You can't ask why. You can't ask why because you'll die, right? So you just got to...
I was that kid. I wanted to know why the shit I was doing was so bad. Tell me. I want to know.
Yeah.
Because knowing me, I'm not going to do it in front of you, but I'm going to do it as soon as I get away from you. So I can find out for myself, which I did.
Yeah.
I was that kid. You couldn't just tell me, don't do something because I said so. No, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. But, nah, I see what you're saying, Smooth, because, yeah, there is a lot of punk-ass parents, right? A lot of punk-ass parents. That's why I say that some of the accountability is on the parent, but then some of it's on the kid because the kid just wants to do dumb shit no matter how good their parents are.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of parents don't understand that raising a child is a everyday job. You cannot put parenthood on cruise control and expect your kid to be good. Like, it is a fucking tedious, thankless job. And you got to do it every single day. I'm talking to my youngest son, right? And I'm like, do you realize that for 6 months straight, I had to put the eczema cream, because, you know, he had eczema on his forehead and it would bleed. But his mama wasn't going to do it. I put cream on his forehead 3 to 6 times a day for 6 to 9 months to clear that shit up. I could have been like, fuck it, it's not my skin. Or fuck it, you know, ain't nobody got time for this. But then I thought about the consequences of me not doing it and what would happen to my son. And if I really love my son, what is the effort? Because remember, everybody tells you babies are priceless, right? Your kids are priceless. As soon as they get to a certain age, now all of a sudden these niggas got a price tag.
Oh.
My babies are always going to be priceless to me. They might get on my nerves. I might not can't stand them, but let this nigga Dub tell me there's an issue. Let my youngest tell me. Don't let my daughter call me. Tell me there's a fucking problem. Don't let
not
my daughter
the princess. Call
me. Yeah, don't let my daughter call me, man. Shit. Oh man, speaking about my daughter, man, I gotta tell y'all a little story. All right, so. My daughter's mom hits me up on Friday and was like, hey, we should make this an everyday, every week thing. You should buy me and your daughter lunch. All right. Now I got to give you a little backstory. I called Smooth. I said, Smooth, I'm thinking about possibly moving to Texas. I want to spend $2,600 a month for a house. You know, I might want to spend $18. I might want to spend $17. Right. Plus, there ain't no state tax. Plus, you know, shit's cheaper in Texas. I can still make my California money, but I can live in Texas. Right. Just throwing it out there. So I just said to my daughter's mom and said, hey, what do you think about moving to Texas? She's like, why would you ask me that? You're not my nigga. That was on Wednesday. Fast forward to Friday. Hey, can you buy me and your daughter some lunch? I said, first of all, no. And she said, what do you mean, no? If you put the letter N and the letter O together, it makes a word that's no. She's like, I don't understand. I'm like, number one, as you stated before, I'm not your nigga. So if you want to go to lunch with my daughter, you should hit your nigga up and have him pay for your lunch. I said, now, if you want to send me a picture of 2 cheese quesadillas at Taco Bell for my daughter, I will send you whatever you spend on it. Boom. She said, well, I don't have Taco Bell money in my budget. I said, sounds like a personal problem. Now, the reason why I'm being this way is I got to set some boundaries before I let it slide 2 other times. But this time, if I call you on some winning shit and the first thing out your mouth is, I'm not your nigga, but I'm over here doing your nigga shit, and I'm not hitting the pussy, guess what? Don't say them words to me. But, okay, cool. I'm gonna put you in the category as I do my ex-wife. My ex-wife can't call me and ask me for $20 and expect me to give it to her. So, you know what I mean? So, I was like, all right, so she was like, can you please send me money so me and your daughter can have lunch? I apologize for everything I said. Woop, 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 woop. I was like, all right, cool. So she hits me back. She was like, I was kind of out of pocket, huh? I was like, yeah, you kind of was out of pocket. Like, if I do something out of tip for you, it's because, it's out of love. You know what I mean? It's not the money. It's out of love. But when you start coming at me like I'm not that nigga, I'm going to treat you like you're not that bitch. You're no longer my daughter's mother. You're just that bitch that had my daughter.
Because he's treating you like that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't, yeah, like, don't, yeah. So, I had me a little dope moment. I like, see, you brought dope out. I was Jonathan. Now all of a sudden you want to bring out dope. You saying dope is not a nice nigga. dope don't give no fucks. You know what I mean? And then here's my question. Crush, do you fuck with white girls?
I have.
No. 2022, white girl comes up to you and says,
oh,
she's
no.
Everything, I mean, she's everything you're looking for, though, Crush. The only problem is she's white.
Hmm. I can't do it.
Because the way my life is set up, you got to know the black experience.
You got to know the black experience.
And
what
Wanda,
about you,
I think Wanda would, and I think Wanda would fuck me up.
What about you, Smooth? She top notch. But would you marry?
I'm like women, so yeah. I just like women, so if they like me and it's fit perfect, it's up.
Shout out to Smooth, man. Shout out to Smooth. Smooth said it don't matter the flavor, neighbor, as long as you treat me good.
I love black women too much. I don't think I could do anybody but a black woman now at this point in my life.
Oh, yeah. My stigma... My disdain for white people. It's not a disdain.
No,
I have a disdain for white people.
No.
Yeah, no.
Mine is just like, you gotta know the black struggle. Like.
Yeah. Because I'm just like, there's no way that if you're alive in 2022, there's no way that your uncle, your dad, your relative somewhere just did not was like, fuck niggas. I don't give a, you know, somebody water hose the niggas. Somebody made one of my relatives get in the back. Like, there's no way that you could be alive in 20 and your ancestors didn't do nothing, or you it wasn't passed down. Or you ain't uttered the word nigger out of anger somewhere. Like, I just don't buy it. Right? You could be cool. I mean, like, even in California where white folks is pretty damn cool. I mean, I can work with white folks. I can party with white folks. But, like, hang out? Like, you come to my house and we cool white folks? Nah. Nah, I can't do it. Nah. I can be cordial. Which, nah, I can't. A white woman? Nah, I'll fuck a white bitch. Now, don't think I won't. In the privacy of her house or my house, I will fucking ram my dick down her fucking esophagus. But, like, in public,
I can't even do that no more.
Wait, Chris. You mean to tell me a big booty white girl?
No.
You wouldn't.
Nope.
I think we need to get Chris some therapy.
Smooth. I mean, dope. You talking to the wrong nigga. Do you know how much pussy I have turned down? That shit don't do nothing.
Smooth. And we need to get him counseling.
I'm already.
No,
man,
that's him, bro.
About?
You can't. Yeah, that's him, bro.
You say what?
I said that's him.
Yeah, that's him. You don't think no counseling is required?
I'm already in counseling. Stupid. I've been trying not to call you a bitch face today because I'm in a good mood, but you're pushing it.
Bad thing, Chris. Here's a question I need to ask. Why do y'all believe that there's so much hate to Kevin Samuels? I mean, long, you know, God bless the dead. Why do you think there's so much hate towards this man?
Who can go first? Because, you know, he was the first of his kind with that broadness from a male. Like, people didn't understand it, I believe. So, I mean, people hate on what they don't understand, you know? And I think he just was too real for his time. Like, if a woman was saying all that, what he said, it wouldn't even matter, you know?
Nah, I think it's that Lady Love. She be calling everybody bitches and hoes and whoop 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 and saying the exact same shit. Mom, nobody says nothing about her. This nigga Kevin Samuels, I'm just, and here's the problem. People listen to how the message is delivered, not what the message is. He actually said he was talking crazy to niggas. He was talking crazy to women. The problem with women is pretty women live in a delusional reality because they believe that their beauty is justification that they are elite. And they don't realize that your beauty is a disposable commodity. There is 50 billion beautiful women out there. 80% of them are single. Beauty doesn't get you nowhere. Especially if you're pretty and you're broke, the best you can do is you become a basketball wife. But then what happens when you get every beautiful woman that got married to an NBA, NFL, some type of athlete, what happens after about 40? There's a divorce. And the whole time that he was with you, the nigga was still there. The nigga was cheating. You expect a nigga, a high-powered nigga to be faithful to you, and you're just average? You're just a regular bitch? You think that nigga's going to be like, oh, man, you're so wonderful, I'm going to give up the rest of you? No. Crazy. She's everybody's girl. In fact, that is the community bitch. I mean, think about it. Look at all the, like, here's the crazy thing. Did Michael B. Jordan marry that the Harvey chick?
I don't know. Did they?
I don't think so.
Let me find out.
Did they?
What's her name?
Laurie Harvey. I didn't even know they were engaged.
She was the last chick I know. Hold on. Okay, 2020. Nah, them niggas ain't married yet. They got together in 2020. It's fucking 2022, man. What's taking y'all so long?
No, stop that. Stop that. Like, for real. You cannot put time limits on when motherfuckers get married. Like,
man.
I don't know where the fuck this stigma came from that you can put a time limit on that. No, the fuck you can't. You can't. Like, I don't know where this, oh, you know a person in 6 months. No, the fuck you don't.
Man.
You're still dealing with a representative after 6 months. Hell, I'm still, at 6 months, I'm trying to still figure out, do I like you? It takes me about 2 years to figure out if this shit can last. It takes about a year. It takes 6 months to figure out, do I like you? And then it takes six more months to figure out, for me to figure out, why the fuck you like me? And then the relationship actually starts.
Hold on, okay. It says here that the longest marriages are when from within the first year.
That's bullshit.
So they say that the longer you are with somebody before you get married, the shorter the actual marriage
lasts. That's bullshit.
I'm just saying, man. I just looked it up.
You mean you marrying a chick that you only known a year?
No, I would never do that. I think the perfect time is between 3 to 5 years. That's just me.
Okay.
But I'm not one of them.
You said 3 to 5,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How long had they been dating again?
2 years. But, all right, but
shut
I'm,
up.
I'm
all right,
not.
Shut
I'm
up.
Not. But I'm not one of them people that say, "Oh, I found the love of my life." Either, if I found the love of my life, why the fuck am I not married?
Kelly, that, yeah. Because motherfuckers throw it around that love of the life shit way too fucking often.
Yeah, I'm like, this is the love of your life. Oh my God, how do you like the love of my life, man? Look,
shit.
I don't know about that. I know. Look, I take my shit in stages.
I've been called somebody's love of their life, and I didn't even know if I liked her. I'm still trying to figure out, did I really like her?
Yeah, that's crazy how some people like. That is like a complete, like a, like I've been with chicks that have been in love with me and I've been in like with them.
Yeah. Like,
it's like, how do you,
like, oh my God,
you treat,
I've never been treated like this, like a person.
Yeah.
Because that's all I'm doing at this point. I'm treating you like a person.
Yeah. Like, I'm still not, I'm like. I mean, I like you. You're cool. I care about you, but she's like completely in love with you. She'll stand on one foot, bark like a dog, whatever you want her to do. I'm like, and then it's so over the top. And then what happens is, you know, when they're in love with you and they go over the top, what does that do? You'd be like, man, I don't feel like dealing with this crazy shit. I don't want to deal with this crazy. Because there's nothing more annoying than a woman that's in love with you and you're only in like with her.
Yeah.
That is absolutely
I've been on both sides. I've been on in like with a chick that was in love with me, and I've been in love with a chick that only had like for me.
Tell me, how does that occur? How do you fall in love with a chick like that? I've never been there, so I'm asking. I don't know.
It's really hard to explain. Like, I think I'm really, like, my problem is, this is stupid of me, but this is how my brain works. Like, as soon as we start talking, like my brain goes into overdrive. Like I'm such a romantic. My brain goes into overdrive. Like I'm thinking about our whole life together. And if I continue to talk to you, that means the breakup or the divorce wasn't that bad.
Mm.
So I fall in love with an image more than often. So I could be like, completely in love with you, and yeah, we've been talking cool, this, that, and third, but I've already fallen in love with you. I'm just waiting for you to fall in love with me.
He was like, he's already at the finish line.
Have you ever seen Biker Boys?
Yeah, I seen Biker Boys.
You know that part where she's like, "I love you," and then he's like, "I know, I already love you, but I'm waiting for you." I forgot exact. I've been in love with you. I've been just waiting. Like that's me. That's that shit.
You're such trash, Chris. You're such trash, Chris.
I mean, that's it's fucked up, but that's how my brain works. It's weird like that. Like that's why. Like, that's why when I do feel something for somebody, I really got to take my time because it's like, am I falling in love with the image of her or do I actually love her?
Damn, this nigga even then got, like, he already got he already got the fucking doves leaving the fucking, like, I'm throwing right.
Nigga,
no,
all right, nigga.
Okay.
I'm already trying to figure out how our wedding colors gonna clash, how our wedding colors gonna go, and who we inviting to the wedding. Like,
no,
I'm already doing that
shit. I get it, though. I get it to a certain extent, because that'd be me. You know, you see somebody, and then your mind get to wonder. Like, wandering off, like, you know, hey, I could see myself with some kids and this, my house, I'll do this for that, you know. But then, like I say, it in my head, like, I used to think like that. But like, now I'm on some, like, all right, how fast are you going to turn me off from that, though? Because, like, bitch, the next day she'll cough funny. And then after that... I look at her big toe, her little toe bigger than her big toe type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll turn me off day by day.
You want some market shit from Boomerang. No.
Dad, nigga said the middle toe is bigger than this, longer than the big toe.
No.
Yeah, that would mess me up because there's nothing worse than a bitch with wearing some sandals. And that middle toe is longer than the big toe. I'm like, look, baby, you can't even wear no sandals. You gotta wear that city shoes.
Yo, but when them toes is right, ooh, like, yo, I was with baby girl this weekend, so she had her toes out, and I had the people. Oh my god, her toes is so cute. I was like,
Sam was with baby girl.
Yeah,
they've been rocking steady for about a good 4 or 5 months now.
I heard how you snuck that in on us too. I was with baby girl.
Yeah.
I like that in you, Chris.
That's why I was happy today because I was with her today too.
Hey, fam, hey, baby girl.
This nigga is trash. You know why? Because he don't put no snaps, no Insta, no nothing. We don't see nothing.
Because I'm not until she's my girl.
Nigga, how long it take for her to be your girl? It's been 4 or 5 months.
Again, nigga. I'm trying to figure out why the fuck she likes me. I'm in that stage. I already know I like her. I'm trying to figure out why the fuck she likes me.
Chris. You don't know what she didn't. You never asked her why she likes you.
Yeah, but it's the same thing everybody says. It's hard for me to believe that shit.
Well, okay. Well, tell us.
You're sweet. You're nice. You're a great person. And you know how my depression works. It's hard for me to believe that shit half the time.
Okay. All right. So the nice, the sweet, all that's cool. All right. So I get it. But is she talking friend zone, or have you guys already kissed?
We ever kissed.
Okay, has he pet your Willy Wonka? Don't lie, Crush, there's no filter. Has he pet the Willy Wonka yet?
I plead the fifth.
This nigga here, man. Okay, so yeah, she pet the Willy Wonka. So you're not in the friend zone. So I don't know what
fifth.
I don't know what you're waiting for. Because if you kiss and she's pet the Willy Wonka, then it's official.
No, it's not, because we got some issues that we need to get right first.
Ooh, okay.
And that's why we're chilling. Like,
she got a crazy ass baby daddy. She got a crazy baby
I'm
daddy.
Just letting her, see,
she ain't got no kids.
Why are you pressuring, bro? Just let bro chill, bro.
That's
I think bro
I'm
got
saying.
This under
Thank
control.
You, smooth.
I
Thank
think
you,
bro
smooth.
Got it under control, bro. Like, you trying to
well,
press
shit,
it,
I
bro.
Hope so.
What you mean, bro? You don't have no confidence in your boy, man?
It's not that I don't believe, but here's the thing, right? Here's just me. We've all been there where we've taken so long. He didn't say that they had some issues to work out, and that's the reason why they haven't committed. Now, whatever they got to work out.
I've told you this. I told you this off air.
You said in the very beginning, you're trying to see where we're going to before you make it official. That is basically you're filling it out. It's been 4 to 5 months now. You're not, and if these issues are still lingering from the beginning till now, that's the thing that worries me. Why are these issues still lingering 4 to 5 months later, especially if you guys have talked about them?
Because it's not issues with us. It's not issues with us as a couple. It's issues with us personally, separated, that we're trying to figure, that we're trying to get.
Okay. See, that was I have faith in Crush. I'm like I said, my thing is I worry about Crush because Crush will slow walk this relationship. This nigga will be 60 years old and still talking about, we haven't committed yet.
Don't do me like that. Now you sound like Denaya.
It's okay. See, I know I'm not the only one. I know you, Chris. You'll slow walk this relationship to fucking death. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, especially you know exactly what you don't want. I think knowing what you don't want and you're taking your time just to make sure that those green flags don't turn to red. Because right now there's a lot of green flags. You're just trying to make sure that those green flags don't turn to red. I get it.
I have faith in my boy. I think he's gonna be all right, man.
Thank you, Smooth. I appreciate it. Can't get that
on
shit
the
to
what,
dope.
I don't know what dope on. Well,
on
I kind of
that bullshit.
But
yeah, nah, because I called Smooth today, and I had to yell at Smooth today because I love this nigga. I'm still mad, but this is Smooth, and so I can only be so mad. I can only say so much, and then I'll be like, all right, Smooth, you got it. But if I don't say something, then it'll be like I can't say nothing later because like Smooth would be like, well, why you didn't say nothing before, nigga? Like, so I got to say what I got to say. And then so later on, if I say it again, I'm being consistent. But I'm not one of them friends that'll be like, I told you so. All I'm going to be is like, all right, Smooth, I'm here for you. I got you, bruh. I keep it to myself. Like, this old funky mouth bitch that hurt my nigga Smooth. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I'm always gonna say something for my niggas because I want my niggas to win and I want my niggas to be happy, you know. Especially Chris, because I know everything that you've been through and I know what Smooth has been through. So it's like I want y'all to win. Me, I'm just, you know, all my issues come from I be trying to play Captain Save a Bitch, right? They're good women. But financially, I'm over here trying to play catch to save him. And I dig myself too deep in the hole I can't swim out of, and then it all come crash. And then I'm like, you know what? If I got to start all over again, I'm definitely not about to be with you while I'm starting all over. Fuck you, bitch. And then that's it. Like, women don't leave me. I leave the chicks, because it's either they make a bad decision, or like the chick that I was with that went to New York. She was mad because I didn't want to go to New York with her. I'm like, I got my daughter here. I'm not about to leave my daughter. So it was. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, I get it.
I've been left. Ugh.
Yeah, you know, and like the, you know, like my ex. I mean, it was cool up until I'm like, man, well, we almost lost, you know, saying the apartment because you over here doing dumb shit. I mean, you're not handling your business, and financially at the time, I told her, I said, look, I cannot do all this by myself. I said, if I put myself out here on this limb, I could pay the rent. I can pay the car note and all the bills. I can't do both, bitch. She said she got me. Okay, cool. So, you know what I mean? That's one thing. I can pay the rent, or I can pay the car note and all the bills. I can't do both. Well, now I can. Now I can do both. But back then I couldn't. Now I can do both. So, but now. Yeah, now it's different. Like, you know, if let's just say things don't work out, right? I got enough credit to where if I need to put the first month, last month down, I got it. I got enough money in the bank to if I need to put the first money down, I'm good. And my credit score is high enough, I can go get whatever fucking apartment I want to go get. So right now, I'm in the best position I've been since shit. 2004. Yeah, this is where I was at about 2004. It was the last time I was in this position.
Damn.
Yeah.
Feels good, don't it?
Yeah, you know I mean, like
I still in high school.
Nah, but yeah, but it's like when I look at Smooth, like that's why when I look at Smooth, see, Smooth is the bar, right? Smooth is my bar. I'd be like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, I need to have this much money in the bank. I need to have this kind of credit score. I need to have this type of credit card. I need to have these. Like, it's like boom, boom, boom. But Smooth has been progressing. You know, he's been progressing for so long. You know, up. You know, he's been in his mindset before I was. But I'm glad because I could actually see it. It's hard for me to trust a nigga unless I see it. Like, you can give me the game. But I'm like, well, hell, if it's that easy, why are you not doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't take no chances. I got kids and shit. If I was single and I had no kids, shit, I'm taking chances all day long. But, like, I can't even take no chances. Well, if I can't buy my daughter some cereal. Like, and that's the craziest thing, right? Because when today I was talking about, you know, my daughter's not vaccinated. But my daughter's mom called me. She was like, look, you know, I want my daughter to go to school. I think she should be vaccinated. My concern is we vaccinate my daughter somewhere 10 to 15 years down the road. We come to find out that it caused, you know, sterilization or infertility or some type of methylonious shit. And now, my daughter's affected, right? But it's like, okay, if her mom's been vaccinated, if, you know, I know other people that's been vaccinated. It's like, you know, okay. I mean, I got it. You know, both my sons are vaccinated now, so it's like, all right. I'm not gonna get vaccinated. Fuck that. But you know, I'd rather have. I mean, my daughter, she is gonna go to school, so I'm gonna let her get vaccinated. But like, I think that my biggest thing is It's hard as a parent.
You see they come down with this new
the fucking monkeypox.
No,
That
too, but they saying you got to get another round of vaccination.
Ah, shit.
I seen that today while I was waiting on my pizza. they got another round of COVID shots coming out. So I don't know, man. I don't trust this shit, man. Y'all go ahead and get vaccinated, man. I'll put back on my mask if need be.
Yeah, I've actually been braving it a little bit more smooth. I've been, you know, if there's not a whole bunch of people in there, I'll go in there without the mask on. If there's more than three or four people in there,
Mister, is you raw dog in the area? Raw dog in the area.
Listen, I wear my mask every fucking where. I'm vaccinated. Yeah, I got two parents that are both what's the shit called? System immune got
they have
immunity. Yep, I got two parents. I didn't take no fucking chances.
Yeah,
I wear my mask every fucking where. I got vaccinated. I'm not playing. And I was trying to get the fuck out of this house when I could.
Hey, did y'all see this shit? Like, why are they making such a big deal about Young Thug? They said his jail food menu reportedly consists of bologna sandwiches, corn grits, and sloppy joes. Nigga, he's in jail. That's what they feed niggas in jail.
Are they really making a story about that shit?
Yes. Niggas is really making
I seen that shit too. That shit's stupid, bro. Like, he in jail. What it's supposed to be.
I fucking hate the internet.
Niggas only care when it's somebody important.
Only niggas that never been in jail will write some shit like that. Or don't know nothing about jail will write some shit like that. Do you believe what they feeding him? Yes, nigga. He got a RICO case. He got a RICO case.
Yeah,
what you think he was gonna be special?
He definitely not getting that. He definitely not eating filet mignon that shit he used to.
Nah.
Like, what the fuck?
Not.
What the fuck you thought he was gonna be eating in jail?
But that's crazy because it's a state RICO case. It's not a federal RICO case.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. How the fuck?
Yeah, though the feds ain't picked it up yet. It's coming. Believe it's coming, my boy.
I never heard of a state RICO case.
So RICO is only in certain.
I thought RICO cases were strictly fed.
Okay, it's like this. RICO is only in certain states. Every state don't have the RICO laws, right? Y'all do know that, right?
Yeah.
So, first off, it's picked up on the state, level, basically to round everybody up. Now, I don't know how it is in other states. I can kind of figure out how it is in Arkansas. They don't have they have the ability to turn it over to the feds. Now, you can't be charged twice because that's double jeopardy. So they let the state do it first. And if the state, under state statute, certain statutes of the state, you can only get so much time under state. But if they feel like, okay, nigga, you done did this, and that, and we can only maximize you at 5 years, but if the feds pick the case up and the same charges, the same penalty for those charges are 30 years, okay, the state gonna just hand it over to the feds. Now, that's what they waiting on now. I believe that the RICO case, like I say, it's under state now. But the maximum penalty under the state for some of those crimes can only opt out to so much. So if they feel that they deserve more, that's when they're going to turn it over to a fed case. And that watch, that's what's going to happen, bro.
And now I know.
If I wasn't a truck driver, I would be a prosecuting attorney or a judge or something. Bro.
Hey,
if I wasn't a truck driver.
No, you'd be a defense attorney, Smooth. You're not gonna prosecute.
Fuck that. I'm only taking hate crimes. Fucking right, I am, bro. I'm prosecuting, bro. I'm prosecuting, man. I'm only taking hate crimes too, man. Like, yeah, bro. NCAA type lawyer for black folks and Mexicanos, my Latino brothers.
Yeah, that, no, that is crazy, right?
To my understanding, that's what's going on, bro, for me, with my knowledge of criminal mischief.
Yeah, but I'm just like, a lot of it sounds like conspiracy. I mean, I get it, but it's like, none of it sounds real circumstantial. So here's the thing, right? Let's say if I rent my homies, I'm the big dog, right? I rent my nigga Crush a car, no, rent him a car. Right, this nigga Crush goes and fucking does a drive-by in it. Does it mean that I was actually, I mean, it's circumstantial that I knew that he was going to do a drive-by. Just because I know this nigga Crush, just because he's my bro, I knew he was going to go commit a crime, and I went ahead and rent him the car in the commission of that crime?
On top of you rapping about it, the person that got shot in the car that I let you borrow is dead that you rapped about, but I was in the car. So it's a lot come with it, bro. Like, he rapping about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's all of that too, bro. It's more than you just renting Crush the car. No, you rapping about Crush the car Crush rented, got from you that you rented, that's such and such end up murk. So they put pieces of it together.
This dumb motherfucker here.
Yeah, you're an accessory.
Bruh, yeah.
That's what it is, bro. Dope, you rapping about it. You did rent the car. Crush the one did it, but you rapping about it. So that ties all the pieces together.
Yeah, so I would only know about it unless he told me about it. And if he told me about it, I should have said something. I should have turned him in or said something.
Yeah, yep. Bro. So that's why these niggas is in so much trouble, bro.
This dumb nigga here, bro. Oh, my God.
And in this instance, they are using the lyrics to prosecute. Now, in every case, because what's the guy from New York? New York, they saying they not using lyrics. Casanova five times or three times, whatever his name is. Like some of those guys, they not using them lyrics, but it's a state-to-state thing. So in Atlanta or Georgia, they are. And basically, he is telling on himself. So they using this shit.
Yeah.
Delaware might be different. Arkansas might be different. California might be different. But
nah,
we
were the inventor of that shit. Because remember when SIBO, that's how SIBO got caught up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We was the inventor of that shit. I'm like, these niggas is over here like, bruh, like, our lyrics can be left. I'm like, you niggas over here telling shit with no statute of limitation now. I'll talk about dope all day. I used to sell dope, nigga, there's a statute of limitation. I ain't sold dope in forever. You know what? But murder? Nah, I ain't telling nothing. Matter of fact, I died in my song. I like, look at I died. I died in my song. I died.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm going to be like,
Crest did it. Listen to Headshot.
You bitch.
Oh, man. So I was, you know, another thing I was watching, you know, I was going on my little binge. I watched Goodfellas. I watched Carlito's Way. I watched New Jack City. I watched Casino.
Damn.
Yeah, I was definitely in my, and I watched Scarface, right? I did all that yesterday.
Damn, all that yesterday?
Yeah, I did all that yesterday.
But he was supposed to be at work, though.
I was at work, smooth.
You know the fuck it wasn't. Do you ever work, nigga?
I was at work.
I'm starting to think you like Chops.
No, no, no. I was
over there once. This Jonathan was super looking ass. I was over there once. That nigga be working, but he don't be working, though. I mean, they paying him. So that's all that matters. They paying him, but that nigga do not be working. Now, matter of fact, they might be listening. He's one of the best employees Super has.
No, they are not listening. Shit. All this shit. They would have been fired him.
Oh, man.
If employers listened to this show, we all would have been fired. Well, not Smooth, because Smooth works for his motherfucking self.
I keep telling y'all, I'll crush you, too. I'm telling you now, get a CDL. I got a truck for you. Run through Delaware four times because it ain't that big. But we going to drop them fucking lows, though.
Yes, sir. But the reason why I was saying about this is, like, what movie, if most closely relates to your life?
Say what now?
What movie that you love closely relates to your life? I'll go first. Boys in the Hood is probably the closest to my life of any of those movies. Because my mom gave me I didn't have a mom, but whatever. I lived with my dad. I was raised by my dad. I was a square dude. You're saying, but I hung out with the dope dealers and everything else. I went to college. My niggas got smoked. Like, I met a chick like right out of high school. You know, like I all the stuff that was in there. I've been through that. It's real close to my life. That's why I relate so much to Boys in the Hood. I've even been in the car, and they was getting ready to do something, and I was like, bro, I'm not about to go do that dumb shit. And I did. I got out. Like, I can relate to that, right? I've been there in that situation before. So I was just asking, what movie, like, really relates to your life?
That's hard, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to wait till next show. You should ask that question and give us a week to think about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because right. I can't just come up. I mean, I could say some bullshit, but then I'd be like, wait, no, wait.
Yeah, no. We can bring it up next week. I'm just saying, like, why are we thinking about it? You know what I mean? Why you think about it? But that, I brought that up because I was watching all those movies. And I was like, you know, they're so far left. But, like, I know somebody like Scarface. I know somebody like Carlito's Way. I mean, I know people, but none of them are like me. But Boys in the Hood, that's definitely, like, right there with me. Like, shout out to my daughter's mom. Today's her birthday. I got a whole bunch of fucking Geminis. You know what I'm saying? My daughter's birthday is on the 7th. And shout out to my son. My son will be here on the 1st. It's going down. It's going down in July. I'll be in Arkansas. I'll be sure to tell Nita Blue you said hi, crush.
You know what? Now that I got baby girl, that shit don't even faze me no more. And I'm happy.
She's smooth.
Nigga, I like her. Listen, shut up. I like her. This is the sect of Happy Crush. I know you haven't seen it in a while, but this is the sect of Happy Crush.
Shout out to Happy Crush. Shout out to Happy Crush, man. Shout out to Happy Crush.
It's fucking up my whole... the whole vibe to American Asshole, but fuck it. I'm happy.
Wait a second. How is a chick not, wait, you stop being an asshole because you're with a chick?
I'm less of an asshole because usually I'm like, I hate everybody, so it's like, fuck everybody, but now that I'm nice to her, I'm nicer to other people too.
Oh.
No, I get it.
Like, notice I haven't, notice I almost called you a bitch face. I didn't call you a bitch face. And I warned you. See? I just say it. I warned you I was about to. See what I mean? You see it, smooth.
I see the growth, my boy. Yes, sir. I'm proud of my nigga. Dope, just a hater. No, no cap, though. I ain't trying to be funny, bro. I see the growth, my boy. I'm happy for you, bro. That's dope, weak ass. Fuck dope, bitch face. I'll call it for you, bro. I got you.
God damn, Sue. God damn.
Nah, bro. My boy trying to move on to bigger and better things, bro. You trying to pull him back to that world, man. My boy trying to, man, come on, man. Let my boy be great for a second, my boy.
Can't you just be happy for me? We supposed to be brothers.
Man,
no,
use his line on him.
God
use
damn,
his line
baby.
On him. Yes,
yes,
sir. We supposed to be brothers, man. Yes, sir.
It's like, I'm like, I don't want to be the only, you know, toxic nigga on the show now. Smooth, happy, crush, happy. I don't want to be the only toxic nigga on the show. Mm-hmm. Smooth said we
I don't know what to tell
future.
You.
We said, Smooth said we was bumping future all 2022, but you know saying? He done moved on. He went back to Larry June.
Hey, man. Hey, it's not about me right now, my boy.
He said it's not about me right now. Hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. Oh, shoot.
It's not about all me, right. Fam.
You saying? We want to give a moment of silence to Mama T. Mama T passed away on last week. So I want to give a moment of silence to Mama T. I'm going to miss you. We're all going to miss you. Shout out to Mama T. What was I going to say? Shoot, you know, we got 7 minutes left in the show. We're going to go ahead and give our shouts out. Inebriated Smooth kind of popped his head in a little bit. Smooth must have drank like one beer or two beers. Maybe took in one shot. You know, we got barely inebriated Smooth. But shout out to barely inebriated Smooth.
Yeah, man, look, I didn't feel like drinking anymore. I gotta get up at 3, bro. So I can't get too drunk, man. But y'all know who it is, what it does, when I do it. Your boy Smooth the Dude. I will be back on the road. So next week, I will have the noise canceling headset on. I think I'm gonna be in Denver. I'm not sure, but it's going down regardless, man. No Filter Radio. We in the building. Great show. Follow me on all social networks. Smooth THADUDE. The man, the myth, the mogul. Shout out to my boy Crush. Happy for my boy in that relationship. Dope. Fuck you. Yeah.
God dang,
real.
Crush,
man, give me a shout out since Smooth ain't never nice to me, man.
Shout out to Happy Crush because I miss him so fucking much. I really did. I missed him so much. Shout out to Smooth, the motherfucking mogul. Y'all already know what it is. He probably going to go to sleep and wake up with a whole new business because that's what the fuck he does. Shout out to Question, even though he not here, he's always elite. So, it's Elite Enterprises in this bitch all day. Shout out to Dope. I'm not going to call him. He's just going to be Dope today. Shout out to Dope. I'm not gonna use my regular shit with him today because I'm being nice and I'm happy. So shout out to you, my brother. Shout out to you, my good brother. I think it doesn't feel right. Shout out to you, bitch face. I'm sorry. I just had to do it at least once. I can't just switch up all the way. So shout out to you, bitch face and hating ass nigga.
God dang, Smooth. See how people do this, man. We supposed to be brothers.
We are brothers, and I love you to death. But y'all can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, Crush the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Shadow We All Day, Cold War All Day, Elite Enterprises, we in this bitch gang.
Gang, gang. Hey, man, it's your boy Joe Fast Music. We about to be up out of here, man. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all, man. I love you, Smooth. I love you, Crush, man. I appreciate y'all. This show wouldn't be the same without y'all. Shout out to Shrimp and Broccoli and Rice. It's about to go down. West Side.
Yes, sir. We at.